Good evening, everybody. The Fakeologist Show. Hello. Sunday, June 25th, 2023. I am coming to you from the North Shore of Lake Ontarible in Toronto, Ontarible, Canada. Do this show Sunday through Thursday around 8, 8:30. It's summertime, so we do start a little later. And as you all know, I'm having trouble getting Faco Tube starting on time, but maybe there's just this delay that I never watched for in the past. I'm not sure. I don't have a lot tonight to talk about. I just thought I would make sure everything is still working with all my new connections. And give you a chance to call in to the toll-free number. Well, it's toll-free for me. You might pay a toll. 810-666-1984, 902-400-1984. They're both on the bottom. Press 1, and you'll get through to the queue. And let me make sure the phone is on. It's on. Today's discussion... Excuse me, I'm coughing. Today's discussion is about TikTok. TikTok is where all the people are, and I thought I would just tell you what happened today. Go to fake11.com/TikTok. That brings you to my TikTok page. I'm the Fakeologist over there. And I got blown out of the water today. Let me just log into TikTok here. Una momento. Log in with email. TikTok. Fakeologist. Doesn't like my password. Does it like that password? Oh, my goodness. I can't even log in. God, TikTok. All these logins will make anyone crazy. Anyway, I put a video up that was circulating everywhere. And it was the truck tanker fire here in Pickering, Ontario, which is on the east side of Toronto, where we had a big truck crash near to my place. I live near to this place. The house shook when this happened, so I know that something happened. And I put it on TikTok once more just to see if anyone would look at it, mainly because I've heard that the entire world is on TikTok. It's the new search engine of the world. It's stealing all the business from YouTube, Google, Twitter, where all the young people are. Mainly because you can flick through a million zillion videos an hour and probably get no satisfaction either. I put the tanker thing up. I put a couple hashtags up. I'm no social media expert, but within a couple hours, look at this. Did I put this up this morning? I think it was this morning. I'm up to 256,000 views. It just blows my mind. I know that obviously I didn't video this, but I just put a couple hashtags. And the question I asked as we click on it here, I'll try and click on it. Come on, can I? Here we go. I put the spooky music. This is what happened. And everything lines up from the story. And I put, all I did is put these words. And this question, sleeping or vaccident? You know, my little tongue-in-cheek there, because as you know, I think the vaccine is dangerous. I think all vaccines are dangerous. I have no problem saying all vaccines are dangerous. And I think the damage can be extremely minor from a vaccine, depending on how it diffuses through your body, or I think it can be very dangerous or very damaging. It really just depends on where the adjuvant concentrates in your body, where it Does it get efficiently removed through your lymphatic sewer system, or does it store up in a certain area of your body, a fat area, or does it go right to certain nerves and do damage because of end vascular ischemia, which I believe is real, as defined by Dr. Andrew Molden? Let me just try and log in again. Now that I've updated the password here. Oh, man. Oh, now I can't try anymore. I'm out of password attempts, damn it. Okay, try again later. Can't even log into my own account. That's fine, because I wanted to read some of the... I forgot about this. I wanted to read some of the comments here. Anyway, I just was asking the question, because I don't know if these kind of crashes are more frequent. One thing about TikTok, I wonder if all the views come in because of the incessant cycling of the video. You just almost can't stop the damn thing once it starts. Maybe that's where all the numbers come from. It seems like an incredible number of views. But it's only a 16-second video. I guess that could have something to do with it. By the way, let me just show you how to find the chat. When you go to fakeotube.com, there you can't see the chat. It's not easy to see. But if you click on this bubble on the bottom right, you will see the chat. And I know that's annoying. So here it is there. And I will open up a new tab. And then we can see the chat. And it looks like Gil Fisher is there tonight, and Unknown User, two of my favorite people. And also a new user who's not online, by the way. I like that. Some pretty interesting names. Had a few new people join into the FakeOTube, but not enough. We need more people to join in. A Mike in the Night is streaming on FakeOTube, which I appreciate. Mike in the Night. And maybe some of his people will register and join in to the regular chat. Hopefully they will see what's going on. Looks like Cottage Remedies. Emily is online, according to that. And what else? Let's read some of the comments on the FakeOTube, or the fake TikTok. Fake11.com/TikTok. That's my TikTok site. And again, we had a massive explosion. This is sort of how I thought the whole thing went down. I figured a tanker somehow lost control. See, right away in this video, he's already off the road as if he was sleeping, I believe. Actually, I'm not sure. So he's already out of his lane. You can see over here. I don't know. Not the best quality video. Hopefully someone else will have a dash cam. But anyway, so he's already driving off the right lane onto the shoulder. This is actually a merge point of the 401. This is these are the express lanes, and on to the right are the collector lanes. So this guy's already drifting to the right across the ending bullnose into the collector lanes. So if you finish watching, he's over there now, and then he starts drifting this way, and he just goes straight over the median, and he rolled right pretty much up to the bridge. I don't know if he was right under the bridge. Oh, this was crazy. And it looks like it looks like it was on Reels, which I guess is an Instagram thing. It was on Instagram Reels. Anyway, I just put it on here because I couldn't find it explicitly on TikTok. And I just thought I'd ask the question, sleeping or vaccident? To me, it looks actually more like sleeping, the way he's drifting off. And maybe when he went over to the right, as he was drifting to the right, he overcorrected. Although, I'm not sure. It's hard to tell. Actually, what was happening, and I guess we'll never know because apparently he's dead. Anyway, there's tons of questions here, and let's see how. I don't know exactly. I got 4,823 likes, 690 comments, and 1,001 people bookmarked it. And yeah, so what happened was this went up today for about an hour, and then I got. Then I noticed when I was looking for the view count, they took the video offline. They said it violated their community standards. So then I went to appeal it. You can actually appeal these things. And within about an hour, I got an email stating that my appeal was successful. So they reinstated the video. So that was pretty cool. That was at about 240,000 views. And then an hour later, after that, maybe 2 hours later, I got a message saying my account had been completely deleted. So the Fakeologist TikTok account was completely deleted. Oh, okay. So then I appealed that. And then an hour later, they said, sorry for deleting your account, we will reinstate it. So that was quite a roller coaster day on the TikToks. So it's back online for now. I did make a copy and put it on the FakoTube, as you can see here. Now, obviously, FakoTube is not TikTok, but I've only got 347 views. When I re-uploaded it to another TikTok channel, my backup, F1, I think is the name, F1, and a huge number of numbers. Within 5 minutes, I got 347 views. So I thought that was interesting. So even though I had to create a brand new account, upload it to TikTok, within minutes, with a couple search words, apparently people found it. And look at that, 347 views. That is the power of the TikTok. Okay, so let's go through some of the comments here on the right side here. I don't know if people can see them. They're a little hard to see. I think I could maybe, oops. I think I could maybe zoom in a bit. Not sure. I guess by zooming in, that makes the video smaller. But that's okay. You guys can see that now. That's pretty good. Okay. This person said, I don't know the order in which these videos or these comments are placed, actually, at all. So we'll just go through it. This person says, vaccident? Apparently, that's a new word to some people. And here we go. This woman says, an accident caused by medical emergency due to being vaccinated because people still rather push fear than facts. I'm not pushing fear, really. I know people do believe that, but no, I'm not pushing fear. I think I'm pushing. I'm questioning. This was a question. And this person says, I guess some conspiratard figures the driver dropped dead from being vaccinated. And we don't know any of these people. I'm not going to look at their profiles. I'm sure there is as many sock puppets and military control over the comments and TikTok just as in any other social media site. And then we have here, you get a lot of people just trying to explain via trucking issues. Now I'm in trucking, so I do know some of the issues. The economy is bad and aggressiveness at the helm. But the only thing that's going to save this is to put a stop to the overload of work. I'm not sure I agree with that. This guy says definitely sleeping. Cannabis and coffee says, and then there's many replies. And then we get into the whole logbook thing with trucking, where we used to have paper logs, but now it's all supposed to be electronic. Unless you don't need electronic logs if you're driving locally or even half regionally. So that's not quite true. A lot of people think that many truckers keep two logbooks, which could be true. And what's a vaccident? Is that the new thing people are blaming stuff on? And here we go here. And this guy says, just the effing idiots, 100%. This one says, heart attack due to a certain needle that everyone took, dying suddenly. That is an accident, or a vaccident, excuse me. And what else we got here? A lot of people blame it on the recent, immigrants who tend to go into trucking. And they say that the schools in trucking are just teach the bare minimum. Well, that used to be true. It's a little less true now. There are a few extra requirements to train truck drivers in Ontario. And I think a lot of the PSYOPs that have occurred in Saskatchewan and Manitoba, Western Canada, I do believe that they're trying to regulate truck training and truck schools. Well, that's why they involve two major crashes that will look staged in Manitoba and one in Saskatchewan. That could have been one of the many purposes. This person says, great awareness by the SUV in the left lane. Pretty good chance she saved their life with defensive driving skills. Yeah, I agree. It was a good thing they were paying attention. You know, when a tractor trailer loaded with most likely fuel cuts you off, it's a good idea to stop and slow down. Should be obvious. And people made fun of that person. Lots of people are so out of it they wouldn't notice. Yeah, maybe. And this person noticed asleep, medical or on the phone, no brake lights at all. I think that's true. And this person is thinking of the driver's age, heart attack, stroke, or something else along those lines. And this person says, definitely either asleep or heart attack, definitely medical or fell asleep. See, I asked the question, and these people are answering with the question. Doesn't work that way, people, but people can't read. What else do we have here? Lots of people making jokes. This person said, if the media doesn't give a reason why, you all know what happened. I disagree. I don't think there's any real way to know what happened. I'm only doing this because this was a huge explosion. It was amazing. And it was videoed by people I know that went out in the area. The whole area, really, if they were super curious, many people came out to video the fire because they left the fire burning because it was fuel, gasoline, and I think it was either gasoline or diesel. I guess it was probably gasoline. But many people came out to video the thing. There's tons of footage if you look on TikTok. But I put it up there just sort of to ask the question, are these things happening more often? I don't know. In the chat and want to say hello, just type in hello and we'll say shout out to you. Greg Shantz is in the chat. Hello. Shout out to Greg. I guess there aren't too many people on the FacoTube tonight because I usually don't do Sundays. I thought I'd just come on anyhow and say hi to everyone. Let's see if there's anybody in the live stream on the audio. Nope, no one's in the live stream on the audio. Fake11.com/stream1. Fake11.com/radio1. Nobody is there. That's cool. I sent out an email tonight And if you want to be on the list, just let me know. Send me an email and I'll put you on the blog list, fakeologist.com/blog. If you want to do it yourself, just go to fakeotube.com. Subscribe to my channel. As you can see here, we have a few channels that are going here. Fakeologist Admin is my name. You click on that. And wait. And wait. And there's my channel. And then you can subscribe to it up here. Subscribe. It's just like YouTube. Let me also show you here that it says here I'm live. See, I'm flashing here. And agree to the cookies, and it doesn't work. Now, these are all my videos, audios, and playlists. This is something new, playlists. I just got this working today. Still working on it. I've created a playlist, three different playlists. For instance, all the September Clues play videos. And there are many. How many, you ask? There's 5 hours and 8 minutes and 34 seconds of them. And that this is not all of them, I don't think. More. Let me click on here. More. Does this work? Yeah, okay. Here they are. These are all the September Clues videos. If you haven't watched September Clues and you haven't quite finished figuring out 9/11, you must watch all these videos. The main video is up here at the top, an hour and a half. And then just go through all these shorter follow-up videos. There are little bits of addendum. Take a look at all of them. There are 21 of them, plus another one that talks about or draws from September Clues. And actually draws from one of my videos that I put up here. That I put on YouTube, I think. So make sure you watch all these videos. And this is called a playlist. And you can literally just click play all. Play this program live now. What does that do? Let me just see. I don't even know what that does. Let me try it out here. Maybe I'll break something if I do this. The playlist is really slow. I don't know why. Let's see. Looking at the FakeoTube chat, Greg says hello, Jacques Wayo, Gil, hello. Okay, Jacques Wayo, tried to watch Mike in the Ninth live stream the other day. I had to watch it on Odyssey. Great. If you can get me the time, the developer wants to know what time all the problems on FakeoTube occurred. I'm also on Odyssey, by the way, fake11.com/OD. So let me know. That sucks. It doesn't work on FakeoTube. Okay, it says it is live right now. Okay, now this playlist is live. Where the hell is it live? I hope I didn't bugger something up here on FakeoTube. Oops. Let's see. Why is that happening? Open this in a new tab. What's happening with FakeoTube? No, FakeoTube's still working. So I don't know what it means that this is live. Stop this program and start over again. I don't know what that means. I have to look into that. What else we got here? Let's go back to the TikTok comments. I say medical, heart attack, or brain aneurysm. This person, jabby jab. It's all consuming for you, says the sheep. Just back and forth with this. What a divide the vaccine has been 3 years later. Just love the way everyone knows what happened when they don't. Yeah, I agree. They don't. It looks more like a falling asleep. This one says it's a medical tragedy. About 80% of fuel truck drivers in Ontario only do a 12-hour shift, as to have trucks running a 2-shift per day. Okay. That is a long time to be on the road, 12 hours, for sure, especially if you're tired. And Yep. Most people go with medical accident. Vaxy heart TIA. I don't know what that means. Happen every day now. I'm a driver. I've witnessed six people on foot just keel over in the past 1.5 years walking around Toronto. Really? Anyone else watch people keel over? And this person thinks it's a medical, the way the truck is traveling. Looked like the driver was already passed out. This one thinks it's medical. Sleeping. Anyone know who the driver was? This person says, I knew the driver. Good man, drug free, just too hard working. We figure he fell asleep. That sucks. This person saying, what's a vaccident? Anti-vaxxer bullshit saying he crashed because he was vaxxed, blaming it on the vaccine. Medical experiment like heart attack. He had a heart attack medical experiment? A vaccident is sheeple falling for the hoax and causing death and injuries to themselves and others because they took an experiment and stroke out. This person said he accelerated as he crossed the lanes. I'd like to think medical. Yeah, it did seem like he accelerated. I don't think he accelerated. It was more likely the camera vehicle slowing down when the driver saw what was happening. Yeah, maybe that's it. Is that right? So you figure if this guy slows down, yeah, I guess that would be true. Then this guy would look like he's speeding up. I think this guy's right. Hood stack caddy. Did he survive? This guy said he suffered only minor injuries. No, I don't think so. This one says no, he also a driver from the lane the truck rolled into died as well. Yes, somebody allegedly was traveling westbound right here, and he drove into the ball of fire. That guy I feel really badly for. That's terrible. Must be live on t so this guy thinks must be live on TikTok reading comments. Okay, that's I don't know what he's saying there. What else do we got here? Consider he was on the rumble strip on the right shoulder first. I'm thinking drunk or medical. Yeah, I don't know if there's a rumble strip there. Most a lot of the 401 has a rumble strip now. Look at the truck on the right lane shoulder, then cutting back left. Sadly, those runs overnight cause drivers to fall asleep. Yeah, I personally don't like driving at night for that very reason. I mean, even early in the morning, I don't like driving either. It's not easy to drive drowsy. So, driving drowsy is definitely not a good thing. This one says, I hope nobody was hurt. I think two people died. If it's sleep, it's not always the driver's fault. Hundreds of videos showing the companies telling the driver to continue even after they call in. Yeah, I'm afraid it is the driver's fault. He agreed to it. He could have said no. I know you could maybe be fired, but I doubt it. This person says, well, he wasn't on the phone as a truck driver. I'm thinking a medical issue, but we will never know. Yeah, we won't know. That was my first thought. I think it may have been a heart attack as he veered to the left, but like you said, we'll never know. Just hope it was fast. It was fast. The other reason I wanted to watch this video is just to make a note in case my account got ixnayed again. 256,000 views. Crazy, isn't it? Let me try and log in again. Wait, there we go. Oh, they won't let me log in. How much later do I have to wait to log in? And don't forget, here's my video, and it was just me discussing trying to get over the American bridge into America on April 23rd, 2023. Almost 2 months. Was it 2 months ago now? That one got 215,000 views. That was much more pedestrian, a much more boring of a video. And that took about a week to get that. This one took a few hours. So crazy, guys. Crazy, crazy. Okay. Any questions in the chat? What do we got here? You can talk to Rick, Dave. Hey, Dave, Dave J. Shout out, Dave J. No one died, no one got hurt. What else do we have here? Rick and an ounce of salt per day did a show today, and I have yet to render it. I will render it after this show. Rick and Salt. Well, they did a show today. I wasn't available for that. I did a show with Rick yesterday. Shout out to Rick and shout out to an ounce of salt per day. We will put that in the Fakeologist audio chats. If you go here, the fakeologist.com, and if you go to podcasts and click on that and wait 3 hours, page isn't working. Yay. Well, here it is. You will see this podcast, and you will see here all the different shows. Now, the only thing that I could do better is I don't really put a description of what's in the show. I know Rick and Av is very dull to look at, and it doesn't describe anything of which we discuss. I'm sorry about that. I should do better and try and figure out what we've talked about and put it in the title. Because I know as a audio podcast listener, if I just see a generic show and if it's not a show I'm familiar with, I will pass right over it. I wish I could remember what we talked about and retitle the show. If any of you listen to any of these Rick and Ab shows, if there's something that really sounds interesting, send me an email at ima@fakeologist.com, and I will put that interesting thing in the show title. Because Rick and Ab, I know, is not interesting enough to get anyone's attention. Well, there you go. So just keep that in mind. Ooh, looks like I put a Rick and Ab in the wrong area up here. If you click on that, you can click on Rick and Ab. And let me just edit the feed here. I'll edit this on the fly. And that was a really good show. It was about 6 hours. And it was 66.6 megabytes. Oops. Let me just fix this here. Editing on the fly for the Fakeologist audio stream here. And get this going here. That's my TikTok. Make sure you go to my TikTok. I usually put these videos on FakeoTube, but obviously they do not get nearly the volume, not nearly the number of hits that they do on the TikTok. It's crazy. Just trying to update this post here best I can. I was going to next just read Twitter. Like I've told everyone here, I spend too much time on Twitter. And there's just so much stuff on there. Simon Shack has a new album out. New album, as Elvis used to say. Album. Stop this program and start over. Yeah, nothing is working tonight. Man, my connection. Things are sluggish and slow. Is anything working tonight? Look at this. Nothing is... Am I connected to the internet? This is ridiculous here. Let me just refresh this page. Nothing's working tonight. Everything is timing out. What the heck is going on here? Audio chats. Let me just try that for the third time, updating this page. Just doesn't want to update. Let's look at, if you go to fakeologist.com and go to the top, you can see blog and then latest comments. If you click on, if you hover over the word blog and click on latest comments, and looks like Simon made a comment here on FAK 610. And Simon has a new album called Learning Curves. So let's pull it up and plug Simon a little bit. He doesn't get enough. Okay. Learning Curves. Let me fix the URL here. There we go. Learning Curves. It's on Bandcamp, which is a free streaming service. Well, we got all these terms of service here. And it's 15 euros to buy his album. And there's a lot of truth. A lot of truth in Simon's songs. And this is the first album in about 3.5 years. You click on more releases. He started off, well, his biggest hit, of course, is September Clues and the soundtrack. But I don't think it's actually in an album form, is it? I don't think so. But he has all these albums here. And this is the Tycos model, I believe, the binary system that explains the lights in the sky and their movements. So we can play previews. Here's one called 90 Times, the opening track.
This is my revelation.
That's Simon singing.
Please.
All right, I'll bring that down a bit. That is 90 Times by Simon Shack's new album, Learning Curves. I actually might bring Simon on and we'll play this. We'll play the album, actually. But I had to let that go a little longer. Mrs. Fakeologist needed a technical break. And I needed a water break. But yeah, I think I'll bring Simon Shack back on. The Social Service, that's his band. Of course, my favorite tracks are from Clues Forums. From September Clues. And I actually like that music. I know it sounds strange. It is different music, but I like Simon. I support his work. I've known Simon now for 10, 11 years. And I like this stuff. Anyone like that? Let's check the Mr. Dave J. Says it sounds good. Well, thank you, Dave J. I'll pass the message on to Mr. Shack. Where is the... I know there's a soundtrack for September Clues. Let me just go to fake11.com/SC. SC for September Clues. And let's just see if there is anything here. I know the September Clues soundtrack. Let me just do a search and pre-search. September Clues soundtrack. By the way, I'm always stunned, all the people that say they're 9/11 researchers that never came across September Clues.
They thought it was a 737 that went through the building.
Mm-hmm, but you, at this point, you cannot physically see any remnants of an airplane.
Okay, so here somebody did put the soundtrack in with chapters. Interesting. Okay, that's really cool. I wonder if chapters import properly into FakoTube. Let me, I'm going to upload this to FakoTube. For your entertainment pleasure. See, I do a lot of things on the fly. I'm going to upload that. I don't think it's going to save the chapters. And but this is pretty good. And we'll call this 9/11. We'll put this under music. We'll see music. But yeah, these are the September Clues songs. And let's play a bit in the background and read some of the comments. Why not? I'm kind of in a
can you not?
Read the comments mood.
Ed, are you still on the telephone with me?
I tell you, this was, for me, the clue to media fabrication of faker. I had no idea the media fake things like they did on 9/11. It's just amazing. Here is one of the top comments here. How are we sorting this by top comments? Absolutely amazed that this upload does not have billions of views. Simon Shack's masterpiece back then opened a lot of eyes. This guy says it's absurd. This guy says it's extremely suppressed. Look here, even in your comment here, you've got a bot ridiculing it. Yeah, probably a bot. This guy says this stuff is crazy, man. Keep spreading truth where you can. This guy says, it's one thing to make amazing videos about the crazy fabrication and proliferation of the Matrix from the powers that be, but to create such amazing music to supplement it? Oh my, that is bravery and talent. Well done, Simon and band. I agree. Thank you so much for your kind comment. My band members send you hugs too. That's definitely Simon. Simon has all kinds of... he's had to change his name a few times.
Most who saw and survived this day still had trouble believing what they saw. The phrase you heard over and over again was, it seemed just like a movie.
Now, that's Simon. This is Simon's channel. This person says the Fox Out theme is my favorite. When I saw the nose out that day, I knew something wasn't right. A plane cannot come out the other side intact. No kidding. In the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. Simon, thank you for being such a good guy throughout the years. Time Out is stuck in my head. Fabulous. This guy says both of those songs are wonderful. This says, thank you for the upload. Been looking for this for such a long time. I freaking love the songs in this, man. I came across a song while it was a few mile, while I was high. And every time I hear the vocal, it reminds me of when I heard the tracks with similar sounds from September Clues. This person loves Gray. Been waiting for this for years. If you think the soundtrack is good, you should see the film. No planes, digital overlays, and crisis actors saying they saw planes hit the building. I have seen this film twice. Don't think it's available on YouTube anymore.
There's been a light plane going to
the search car. For it on FakoTube. There. This is the kind of thing you guys got to do when you're... This is the kind of thing you have to do to get people onto FakoTube. You have to go to YouTube where everyone is, or many people were, and drop these little hints. You can't usually put links in the comments, but you could put the word FakoTube. Because if you went and searched for the word FakoTube, just the word, you'd come up with my site right there. Yeah, so just type in FakoTube. What song is this? We go here to, this is called Dreams.
All those funny dreams I do.
It is a really good, really, really good soundtrack. What else we got here? Underrated, 18, hit, thumbs up. I can't believe it's been 20 years. That was last year. 22 years, man. It's crazy. Foxed Out is the best. I'll put a comment. Search for FakoTube. I've got 45,000 views of Fako of September Clues. See that here? September Clues by Simon Shack. Yeah, FakoTube is really slow tonight. I'll put a link to September Clues in tonight's show notes. This is FAK 734. We're listening to music tonight. Something a little different. We do different things here. Hopefully you guys find it interesting. Let me put a link to the Bandcamp. Where's the Bandcamp link? Here it is here, Learning Curves. I'll put a link to this, the new album. I tell you, this music always mellows me out. And I will also put a link. I'll put a link to the soundtrack right here. Put a link to this here.
It almost like the plane probably went through. I'm not sure.
Quincy, can you see? Are you on the north side there?
Yeah, we don't have chapters.
Yes, I am.
No chapters in Phacotube yet.
The plane made contact.
And we don't have. I'll put a request in for. Okay, he does have the soundtrack here. Here's the soundtrack here on. Oh, septemberclues.info got. He lost that. What does he call it now?
I see the light.
I see. He lost his. He lost his domain. Not good. Now I can't remember what he's got here. Okay, so that link's dead. The social service is the site we were just on. Does that have the September Clue soundtrack? Did I miss it? It's not there. Nope. Okay, so it's not there. Well, either way, we've got them all here on the Phacotube now. You just have to manually go ahead to the different audios. But at least we have proper timestamps. And I'll cut that off. Well, actually, let's finish the finish with the comments. Let's go down to I just like reading these comments. Comments, this is where the gold is. Amazing soundtrack, but kindly upload the documentary. Also, don't know why YouTube took it off. You don't know why? Are you kidding me? Are people that stunned even to this day? Else, anyone else in the chat? Ed. Yeah, thanks, Dave J. Dave J shares the Phacotube JFK is a dummy video for sure. I know that's your video. Good job, Dave J. And I see we only have six people watching tonight. I know this might be a little boring for the people. How long have we been going here? 54 minutes. Yeah, maybe we'll wrap it up here. I just wanted to join in and say hi to the people here. Yeah, maybe we'll wrap it up. That's enough. Yeah, sometimes I have a lot of things to do, but sometimes I think, well, as I'm doing them, I'll just broadcast. And if anyone wants to chat or phone in, I'll engage them and indulge them. But yeah, we've been going 54 minutes, so maybe I should just wrap it up here. I'm going to invite Simon on to do an audio. Probably have to be on the weekend. I don't really like weekends in the summer because it is nice out. Guess what? Today was the first day I jumped in the lake. 75 degrees. That's tolerable for me. I don't know about you, but yeah, 75 degrees was perfect weather. It was about 85 air temperature out, so it was perfect swimming weather. But let me play out with Gray. Simon says that's his mother's favorite song. If we go up here, we can just click on the playlist over here, the chapters list, and we'll play out with Gray. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. I don't have any guests lined up for Monday, I don't think. We go to fakeologist.com/live. We can look at the calendar. We're empty this week. I took Uncle Epic off because he hasn't been on in a few weeks. And he's got a new show on Brighteon. We may touch base with him Tuesday. Otherwise, we're just going to leave the summer schedule just full of holes. And just play it by ear. But once more, I want to thank all the donors here at fakeologist.com/donors. I had a new donor for $1.19 join up tonight. And he found me, he or she found me from Patreon, where I was a Patreon of What's Her Face. Love What's Her Face. And, yeah. Well, that was really interesting. I told the guy about Megyn Kelly probably being an MTF. And the person had never heard of it. Came to the website, Fakeologist, Fakeologist Forums. Joined the forums, then became a patron. Blown away, never heard of the concept of MTF. Which is kind of strange because you figure everyone would be talking about it or looking into it because of the... the whole transgender revolution going on right now. So that was interesting. That was just doing some more advertising. It was literally just sharing the site, sharing my knowledge, and the person actually looked it up. I thought that was really impressive. Very impressive. Anyhow. Okay, we're going to wrap it up now. I'll sign off with Gray. Is that my favorite song? I don't know. Actually, I like Take a Break. No, but we'll go with Gray tonight. I don't even remember that one. I'll play that out for Simon. So thanks, everyone, for joining. We'll talk to you later. Have a good night.
We heard a very loud sound, the kind of sound you hear when a plane is you know, going fast past you, followed by an enormous crash and an immediate explosion. I don't think we could feel shockwaves, but we sort of felt like we did.
What will you do when the work is done?